Okay, a good chodesh. Today is Daf Lamed Aleph Maseches Nida. We will start on Lamed Amud Beis Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, which is two lines from the bottom. So Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. So now they are there's a brisa about we just said before that they warn the fetus that he should be tar. He should keep the mitzvahs. Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. What's that a mashal for? Mashal the Kohen Shemasar Truma Lamaretz. Similar to the concept of idea of the way that we warn the Ubar, it's also the warning that the Kohen gives when a Kohen has Truma to an Am Haaretz, and you have Shash, maybe the Am Haaretz is going to be Matamit, well, Amar Lo, and the Kohen said to the Am Haaretz, Imatam Mishamar B'Tahara Mutav. If you keep the Truma in a state of Tahara, then it's all good. V'im Lav, and if not, Hareini Sarfol Panecha, I'll burn it in front of you. So the idea is that you have to keep the mitzvahs. If you do it the right way, then everything's great. If you do it bad, then it's not going to be worth it. That's what I think. That it's not going to be worth it. I'm a Rabbi Lazar. Lazar says, my kra, what is the pasuk that has the remez that we make the uber take an oath the day that he's born that he'll keep the mitzvos? The pasuk in Te'ilim says, mime'ei imi, from the insides of my mother, ata gozi. You were gozi. So my mashma, the high gozi, so obviously the Gemara is saying the lashon of gozi is a lashon of shvua. So my mashma, the high gozi, lishna dishtabu yihu, that's a lashon of shvua. Dichsev, because it quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, gozi nizreich v'hashlicheni. So gozi is said, the Indian nizirus, and not nizirus is similar to a shvua, because it's a hafla. So you see the gozi is lashon of shvua. So then you go back to the pasuk and tell him that in my mother, you made me take an oath. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer lema, Vlad Dome of Imo. What is a Vlad similar to when it's in the mother's womb? And the egos munach v'sefal shemayim. It's like a nut that's in a bowl of water, which I guess floats around. Adam notin etzba olav. If so, if you touch the nut, who shokei lekan lekan? It moves from one place to the other place. The same thing as the uber inside the womb floats around inside the mother. Not exactly sure what the point is over there, but I think what's the famous gematria, right, is that it's the egos, right? Egos equals, talking about the shvua, egos equals chet minus the aleph. It also equals tov. Right, it's the same thing, right? Chet is, right, so it's chet equals 9 with minus the aleph, 17. So that's the shvua, that's what the egos over here is. They take the shvuah similar to an ego. You can do the chet or you can do the tov. You like that. Surprising that's coming from me. But that's a nice little thought. Gotta add something. Tanya Rabbanan. And Bryce that says, Shlosha Chadashim Rishonim, the first trimester, Havlad Dar Madora Tachton. The Vlad lives in the lowest portion of the uterus. Hamsoyim, in the second trimester, the Vlad goes up. Vlad dar b'mador emsoi, lives in the middle portion of the rechem. Achronim, the last trimester, Vlad dar b'mador elyon, the highest portion of the rechem. The kevan shehigiyas manu lotzei, so when it comes time to be born, mishapech v'yotzei, it flips over. The idea, I guess, is that they viewed that the Vlad was, in utero, the Vlad was in a breech position. That when it came time to be born, it flipped around, so it would become head first. Mizehu, and this flipping, right, is the Chevle Isha. Those are the birth pains that the woman has. V'hainu desanya, it should be desanya, v'hainu desanya, Chevle Isha on the cave, Meruvim Mishal Zachar, that the pains by the cave are more than the pains by a Zachar. We'll find what that means in a minute. V'amar Rabbi Lazar, Mikra, what's the Pasuk that we have the Remez, that, you know, the Uber starts in the lower portion and then it rises? The Pasuk says in the hill in Perakuf Lamites, so I guess it says rukamti. So rukamti, I guess, is not that I lived, but I was created. So I was created betachtios, in the lowest portion. So when the uber is first, the first trimester, it's in the lower portions of the womb, and then it rises. So the Gemara asks now, Maishna, why is the nekeva, when the mother has a nekeva, why is it more painful than when you have a zachar? So Maishna Chevli Mekeva Merubin Shel Zachar. Why is it more? Because Zeh Ba Kederach Tashmisho, V'Zeh Ba B'Derach Tashmisho. Each of the male and the female, when they're born, are born in the way that they're supposed to be give tashmish. So the man's the male would be facing down, and the woman and the nekeva is facing up. So therefore, the male is only flipping from feet to head. The woman is flipping from feet to head and then turning over. So her face is facing up. Right, Zoho Fechas Panel, the Nekeva, the female, also has to turn over. Not just flip, but also has to turn over. Vizet Eino Fech Panel. And this one does not turn over. And this is, the Chazanish uses this as one of his rayos for the Shtanu Ativa, because we see nowadays, there's no male or female, breech, not breech, facing up, facing, it doesn't make a difference. It's not indicative, or it's not a simon. They're not born that way, particularly. So Tana Rabbanan. Shlosha chadashim rishonim, during the first trimester, tashmish kashal ishul and kashal vlad. Having relations will be difficult, hard for the woman, and it will be difficult for the vlad again. I guess it makes sense, because the vlad is now in the lower portion of the womb, so maybe the shaking or the rattling would be difficult for the vlad. Ha'em sayim, the second trimester, kashal ishul is still hard on the woman, but yafal vlad, but it's good for the vlad. Chronim, having relations during the last trimester, is yafel isha v'yafel vlad. It's beneficial for both the isha and the vlad. What's the reason? Shemitoch kach, because of relations during the last trimester, nimsa vlad meluban, the vlad becomes clean and white, umizuras, and very strong and healthy. That's what they say. So, Tana, if another brice that says, hamishamesh mitaso liyom tishim, someone who has relations with his wife on the 90th day from conception, he ilu shofech damim. It's as if he is killing the vlad. I guess it's a big sakana to the vlad to have relations during on the 90th day. So he asked Abayim, "No yoda." Well, how exactly do you know? Nowadays, I guess you can figure it out, but I don't know. Maybe how you could theoretically figure it out. You can't figure it out exactly. You can figure it out from the last ovulation. You can figure it out around. You figure it out a due date. You can figure out when the 90th day is. Right? Mino yoda. How do they know that if you have relations on exactly on this day, how do you know? How does the person know? So go, Ella, Amar Abaye says, Mishamish, well, do whatever you want. Vishomer Psaim Hashem, and Hashem will guard the foolish, and you don't have the chashash for the sakana. Fine. Tana Rabbanan. Okay. Here is actually very famous Gemara, which is actually has a very, very significant halacha l'maaseh ramifications. Tana Rabbanan, shlosha shutav and yesh ba'adam. There are three partners in the creation of an individual, of a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, the Abba v'Ima, and the mother and the father. Now, they all have to point out that it's not that they're equal partners, because everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they're all, if you look at it from a non, spiritual realm, it looks like they're three partners, really from a partial spiritual realm, right? So it's mother, father, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aviv Masriya Halovein, the father imparts the white, which is the Shechva Zera, is white. Shemimenu, so from it, what's created? The Atzamos, the bones which are white, the Gidim, the ligaments, the sinews, Sipornayim, the fingernails, the Moch Shevarosho, the brain, the Lovin Shevayin, and the whites of the eyes. Imo Mizaras Odem, the woman, again, this she's Masriya, the idea that the woman is Masriya, whatever that means, the woman is Masriya Odem, she has her Zera is red. Shemimenu, so from it, what's created? The or, right? The skin, the basar, the girsah is put in is the dam, very important, the blood, usa'aros, and the hair, the shachar shem'ayin, I guess that's the pupil, that's the black of the eye. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, no saying, bo ruach hu neshama, he brings the ruach hu neshama, uklaster panim, I'm not sure what klaster panim is. What is it? Klaster, he says here, is the ziv. I don't know, is this the way he looks? What does he say klaster panim is?
Facial
characteristics. What that means? Master upon him, Uriya Seinayim, the ability to see. Shmiya, what his personality? Right. Master upon him, Uriya Seinayim, the ability to see. Shmiya's Ozen, the ability to hear. Vidibor Pen, the ability to speak. Vihiluch Ragayim, the ability to walk. Vadas the Girsan, yes. Das Ubin of Haskel. I think that's a machlos in Nisachashna and the Chesvar in the Gemara. Between the das and the haskel, which way, how you do it, as you say it. The kevan shegiyas mana, when it comes time for the baby to be born, lipatim in olam, when it comes time for the person to die, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu notel chelko, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls out his portion, the chelik of the imo meniach lefneim, and the portion of the mother and father is there. Mother and father's portion doesn't imbue, imbibe life into the fetus, right? Amar Papa, Hayne Damar Inshi, this is what people are regularly say, putz milcha ushti basar lekalba. Take away the salt and you throw the meat to the dogs, basically. If you take the salt, it's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu's portion. If you take away the salt, take away the refrigeration, take away the ability to keep the meat fresh, then it becomes ruined, and you send it over to the dogs because it's not worth to eat anymore. So here is the main source. We have a problem issue of using blood tests to determine paternity. Well, how's that come in? Because it says that the blood comes from the mother. So if the Gemara says that blood comes from the mother, so then you can't use a blood test. You can't use a blood test for paternity, because how does the blood determine who the father is? If the Gemara says the blood comes from the mother. So that happens to be a major machlokas haposkim that is brought down. So, what?
A general question that
has to come up
when I got the
mother. Okay. No. Especially orphan. So Shlomo Zalman. Well, the gear doesn't say down. I know. If you look in the ghost unim, in the Sheltos they have dam, in the other gear source they have dam. And the Sari doesn't probably has it. The grub puts it in. We added das also. The grub puts it in. That's what the gear says. So it happens to be that in the 1950s there was I'll read it in English. So Herzog was responding. Who was he responding to? He was responding to Rabbi Tzion Uziel. I mean, all the major poskim, Rabbi Tzion Uziel, Rabbi Yoshua Ehrenberg, the Tzitz Eliezer, Vajah Hadia, they all said, no, you can't use it. Comes Rabbi Yitzhak Herzog and he writes, I do not deny that I was almost embarrassed by what you wrote. That they wouldn't accept paternity tests as a method of determining paternity. In such a deprecating manner towards blood tests from every aspect, he writes here, how can there be a question of the credibility of the doctors in a matter which has been clearly accepted by all the masters of medicine throughout the entire world? Our sages nowhere say that this was a statement handed down to Moses on Sinai. Moreover, this is impossible since it is now clear as the sun at high noon. He says, however, they held it as a fact and built on this assumption, since Aristotle had so asserted, I'm just reading the translation, that, right, had so asserted and so had been accepted by all the scholars of his time. What vast differences there are between the science of medicine in their day and in ours, and between the contacts that exist between all parts of the world today, in contrast to state affairs in ancient times. With all due respect, you are completely mistaken. He says, it is unfortunate that while science is progressively conquering worlds and discovering all sorts of secrets, although it too errs at times, which is the Tzitz Eliezer's issue, is that today's science is tomorrow's quackery, basically. So how can you rely on it, right? He says, it is unfortunate while science is progressively conquering worlds and discovering all sorts of secrets, although it too errs at times, we, like ostriches, bury our head in sand. It is imperative that we encourage the able students of the yeshiva also to be educated as men of science in each discipline, so that we should not need to turn to others in matters of physiology, chemistry, electricity, etc., concerning things that relate to our sacred Torah. That seems to be pretty strong language. The problem is that the Herzog is in the minority. He's not about this. So Chaim Jachter wrote an article, and I want to look it up in a different book. He says that it could very well be that the reason why some of the postgame are opposed to the paternity tests is because they are so definitive. And if they're so definitive, it becomes a possibility of creating mamzerim, which is not something that we want to do. For example, you have a contested divorce, and the father claims that I don't have the child support because that's not my child. You take a paternity test, turns out it's the child of the adulterer. All we did right now was create a mamzer. So he says it could sometimes be that these other social reasons are what's driving, and then this agadita, like you said, Menachem, this agadita, it is really used as a support for that reason. He quotes a story that there's a Gemara in Bava Basra where they Rabbana was asked. There was a guy's on his deathbed and says that only one of the 10 children are really mine. They don't know which one. So he says, okay, everyone go to the cemetery and hit the kever. So 9 of the kids whack at it and one doesn't. He says, oh, that's the son. And Rashbam says over there, oh, that's Shuda the Daini. To 90 doesn't necessarily for sure 100%. It just means that it's they're using methods to figure it out. So the Rosh Hashanah over there asks, if you quote from an Eliyahu Rabbah, the Rosh Hashanah says, well, why did they do the Shmuel Dani? There's a famous case of Sajigon, which brought down Sefer Chassidim, where Sajigon did some sort of paternity test. He took the blood of two kids, there was a story of a father who came to town with the baby, a slave, and a wife. The father died. The slave came to be with a pregnant wife. The slave claimed to be the Yoresh. They gave him all the money. The kid was born. He now claimed to be the Yoresh. They took the blood from each. They went to the bones of the father and do some tests. So Rosh Hashanah asked, why didn't Rav Hanan do this test? So Jasher says, the reason why he didn't do the test is because he didn't want to create Mamzeret. He just wanted to create a situation where we would know, have an idea of who might be it. So maybe that's why he's saying that could be a possibility of why they don't want to accept the paternity test. Not because, it's a big limud schus by Rav Jasher. Not because they're saying that it's not efficacious, but because it's too effective. They don't want to necessarily create Mamzeret. Anyway, that is the halacha for today. All right. Doris Rav Chanina bar Papa. My dichtiv, what's the meaning of the pasuk in Iyov? It was said about Kadosh Baruch Hu, it says Osik Dos and Cheker, he does all these wonderful things. Vinaflos and Aid Mispar. Bor Eish Lokim Midas, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Basar Adam. Hashem is different than you people. Midas Basar Adam, when it comes to people, no saying Chefetz, Bechemas Tzuro Pilam Allah. You put an item in a closed can. Right, and the opening is on top. Suffik mishtamer, suffik ein mishtamer. There's a suffik whether or not it's going to be kept or not. Right, but Kadosh Baruch Hu tsar ubar b'mei isha. He puts the ubar inside the woman, which is psucha, which is open. Right, the canal is open. Upilamata, it's open and it's facing down. And nevertheless, umishtamer. I'm so clean on this thing because the vaginal canal is open, but well, I guess the uber is within a placenta, which is completely closed. But that placenta obviously is not falling out. Davar acher, another thing, adam nosin chatzfasav lechaf moznayim. You put your things on a scale. Kozman shemachbid, as it gets grows and gets heavier, yored lamata, the scale goes down. The ilu, in our case, we just said a kodesh baruch hu kozman shemachbid the vlad olamala. As the vlad gets bigger, it goes higher and higher in the womb. Which is a little different. It defies gravity in the womb. Doris Rabbi Yossi Hagdil, Rabbi Yossi Hagdil made a drush. So, my to see the pasuk says in Tehillim, Odcha al ki noros niflesi nifloy masech of benafshi yudas ma'od. So, what does that mean? Boresh lo kibinis kodesh baruchu, who means basar adam. Minis basar adam, adam nosein zaronim ba'aruga. He puts different seeds in a row. Kol echa v'yechad ol b'mino. Each one then sprouts its own min. He, even though it comes from two different zera, from the zera of the father and the zera of the mother, it all comes out the same. It all comes out as people. Davar acher, not the way to learn it. Saba a dyer, no saint samanim puts each color liyora into the pot. Kulan olim tzeva echad. It all comes into one color. The ilo kares baruchu tsara uber me isho kol echav echad olim mino. And then the different colors that come out, the whites of the eyes, the black, the hair is dark, the red is dark, you get the different colors, the white and the red go in, and white and red comes out. Darash Rabbi Yossi, my diksiv, what does it mean? The pasuk says in Yeshaya, Perek Yudbeis, opening pasuk, Odcha Hashem, ki anafta bi, yashuv atcha usinachveini. So you see here, the pasuk is basically, he's giving a shevach to Hashem, that Hashem was angry. So my custom medaber, what's the custom, the pasuk talking about? The shnei b'nei adam, we're talking about, two people, sheyatzu l'schora, they want to go out on the high seas. They want to go on the ship. V'yashiv lo coats le'echa mehen. It was coats like a thorn. So he got hit by, I don't know what the article says. He got a thorn. He wasn't able to go onto the boat. He got hurt or something. It says v'lo yachal letzeis. I don't know. He got something. He got hurt in the leg. He couldn't go on the ship. So Hiskel Mechayev Megadev. So he got all upset. He's arguing, getting all upset at Hashem because he had to stay back against his will. Liyamim after a little bit, Shama Shetavas Vinash Shachaver Bayam. He heard that the ship sank. His friend died and everything went with it. The Hiskel Modim Shaveach. And then he started praising Hashem for saving him. The Kach, that's what it says. Kach Nemar Yashov Apicha Usnachmeni. So your anger ended up being a Nechama to me, meaning that I have to give Shevach to Hashem for getting angry with me. Hashem got angry with me, and therefore he punished me for not letting me go on the ship. But in the end, hindsight is much better, and I have to give Shabbat to Hashem. Ahainu de Amar Rabbi Lazar, my defsiv, what does it mean? Ose niflos, is also a tale in Perak Ayin Beis. Ose niflos, levado baruchen kvodo li olam. So afiru bal hanes, let's levado. So even the person who had the nes happen to him, ain't no makir beniso. Oftentimes he doesn't recognize that the nes actually took place for him. But levado, Hashem, he's makir him, right? Ose niflos, levado. He does the niflos individually, meaning only HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes the Nisim. Oftentimes people do not recognize those Nisim. Daris Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa made the following drasha. My diksiv in Tehillim Parakuf Lamatas Pasuk Gimel. Archi Urivi Zerisi Bichol Drachai Hiskanta. Right? So the idea is Archi and Rivi is the concept of Tashmish. And Zerisa is was winnowed, it was cleaned, it was made clean. He says, Melamed, Shalom notes are other min kol tipa. A person is not created from each drop of semen. Ella min habara shava. The zera that's chosen is the best one. Tana debate Rabbi Shmuel, learned in the basement of Rabbi Shmuel. Mashal Adam, similar to the mashal is for a person who's zoreh, who throws, you know what you do when you throw your zoreh, you throw your wind, you throw the stuff in the air, and the wind blows, and the best stuff stays. The junk is blown away, and the best stuff stays. Right, mashal adam shezoreh b'veis hagronos, no tela es haochel amicha psolas. You take the good and you leave the psolas over. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws away the tipa that is no good and keeps the tipa that's good. Kidi Rabbi Yavo, and this, the idea that a person is created from the best tipa, that's similar to what Rabbi Yavo says. Rabbi Yavo asked Akasha. Ksev, it says in one place by Shmuel, where David HaMelech says, "Batizreini chayil." Right, but Tizraini, so that's a lashon of Zora. Okay, Uksiv, he says elsewhere, Hakel Hamizraini Chayil. So one place, it's that with an aleph. One place with Alan aleph, I think it is. Why is it written in a different lashon? Right, Tizraini in the first pasuk is with Alan aleph, and Meazraini is the same word. It's with an aleph. So Amar David the Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam Zerasani Vizer Tani. You chose the best, and by choosing the best, you made me strong for battle. And I think that's what the drasha is. Darish Rabbi Yavo. What does it mean? This is by one of the brachos that Bilam gives to Klai Yisrael, in Bamidbar Perek of Gimel. The pasuk says, Mi mana upper Yaakov, u mispar es rova Yisrael. Milame teaches us, Shekar Zvarku Yoshe v'sofer es rivioseihem. He counts, calculates, the times when Tashmish should be had, Shal Yisrael, Matai Tavo Tipa Shetzadik Notzar Himena. Because Baruch Hu basically chooses the right time to allow to allow for conception. He chooses the right Tipa that a Tzadik will be born from. And Bilam couldn't understand this. What does it mean that Bilam couldn't understand this? Amar, Bilam says, how is it possible? Mishu Tar Rekodesh, because Baruch Hu was so high and holy, and his angels, his Misharsim, are so holy, Yotzis Medovarzeh is going to get himself involved in such an nitty-gritty in something that's so tumadik. Miyad Nismas Eno, he became blind. The same idea, because they couldn't understand that there's halachas and there's beauty and there's a way that a Kadosh Baruch Hu deals with Hilchos Ishus. That was anathema to Bilam, and he couldn't handle that. The Hainu de Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan says. Hainu my dechsev. The pasuk says by Yaakov. It says Vayavo Yaakov min asada ba'eriyav. He came in the evening. Vatetzi leilik rasso and Leah came out. But Tomer elai tavo. And he says, and it's my turn tonight, right? Vayishkav imav alaylohu. When he had relations with her that night, even though that light night was not supposed to be for Leah, because it says the pasuk says who. Right, Velashim Laila Hu. We always say that it had to be, you know, it was Rachel's night, and then she sold it for the flowers. Here it says Melamech Hakadosh Baruch Hu Siyeo Ba'oso Maisa. He kind of forced Yaakov to sleep with Leah that night. Shenamar, because it says in the bracha of Yisachar, who I'm assuming was the one who was born through that night, it says Yisachar Chamor Garem, means Chamor Garam Lo Yisachar, meaning Hakadosh Baruch Hu tilted the chamor that Yaakov was riding on to go to the tent of Leah, and that's what caused Yisachar to come to the world. So that night he was conceived. So you see, if the Kadosh Baruch Hu sits and says, "Oh, tonight's the night that if I have Yaakov and Leah be together, I'm going to have a tzaddik." And Yisachar is the Yosef Ohalim. He's the Kola boy. So you have to, which I think is only the Medrash. But he's the guy. So yeah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu sits, and to make a tzaddik. Okay, right. Now this is also difficult, right? We mentioned before because it seems like the story is different. That Yaakov went to Leah because she bought the rights for him that night. Right? Because Baruch Hu forced that. By doing that, because Baruch Hu was involved.
Yaakov didn't know that.
What?
Yaakov didn't know that.
Yaakov didn't know either part. Yeah. Right. So because Baruch Hu, right. She walks straight, the whole thing. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yami. We saw this before. Isha Mazras Techila. If the woman emits seed first, you'll let the Zachar. Then a male is born. Ish Mazriyat Techila. If the man emits seed first, you'll let us Nekeva, or the cave is born. How do we know? Shenamar, the Pasuk says, Isha Kisazriya, the woman in its seeds, the Yalda Zachar. So she has, that's a Hasidic way of breaking up the Pasuk, but that's the way, you know, that's the way that the Darshanim. Tana Rabbanan, Barishona, originally they would say, Hayu Omer, Isha Mazras Techila Yalda Zachar, or Ish Mazriyat Techila Yalda Nekeva, below Pershu Chachami Mesadava. But they didn't explain it, like, they didn't have the Raya. Achabar Rabbi Tzadok Perusha, so Rabbi Tzadok come and he explained, so the Pasuk says, Eile b'nei Leah, these are the sons of Leah, so the sons go after the mother. Eile b'nei Leah, Asher Yodu Yaakov Pazan Aram, there's Dina Bisto. And Dina is his daughter. So they started by putting where the location of the description of sons and daughters next to the respective parents, that's where they get the Raya from. Tala Zucharim b'nei Kevos, we put the Zucharim by the Nekevos, b'nei Kevos b'Zucharim, and the Nekevos by the Zucharim. Again, it's kind of difficult because later on the pasuk says, "But Tetzed Dina Bas Leah." Okay, that says one thing, and there's a Gemara in Brachos that says Dina was originally born, was originally created as a male, and Leah Davin that she shouldn't be a male because then she would have seven, the Shvachos would have two, and Rachel only have one of Shiftei Ka. So she Davin that she should switch into being a male, into a female. Well, that means her conception was as a male. So why then? Okay, get to work it out. Yeah, the Marsha talks about it. Maybe she was born, she was conceived as a female by Rachel, and then Leah saw that, so she had it switched over. I don't know. Whatever, you have to work it out. Now, again, we're talking about the Isha should be Mazriya first in order for it to have a male. It's Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, Vayu b'nei Ulam. The sons of Ulam were Anashim Gibore Chayil, Dorche Keshes, Umarbim Banim Ubnei Banim. They created a lot of sons and grandsons. So Gemara asks, okay, they're Gibore Chayil, they can train. They're Marbim Bnei Banim. How can you be the one who causes Banim and Bnei Banim? I don't know if that's necessarily quite the Pasuk. The Pasuk may be saying they had a lot of sons. Doesn't necessarily mean that we're the ones who caused them to have a lot of sons. Anyway, the Gemara takes that as the assumption. Gemara says, Ela mitoch shemashin atzma bevetem, that they would lie, I guess they would wait on the stomach of the woman during Tashmish, and they would not allow themselves to be Mazriya quickly, so that the woman would emit seed first. So their sons became male because they followed this dictum of the Gemara. So Mala Aleya Makosik Idu Hey Marbin Banim Vene Banim. So the Torah says, the Pasuk says, it says, if they are the ones who allowed for the creation of sons and daughters. Bahainu the Amar Rav Ketina, and this Rav Ketina says, Yecholani Laasos Kol Banai Zecharim. If I wanted to, I could make all my sons to be male. Because I would just do this, I will be Mashin Atzmi Alaveten, and I will cause my wife to emit seed first, and I will always have sons. Now this becomes a shiloh also, because in Masechus Adar with Daf Chaf, it says over there that the sons of Rabbi Eliezer were very, very wonderful. They were Yofim B'Yoser. And what was the reason why? The Gemara says, because during Tashmis, he was Megala Tefech or Mechasa Tefach, V'dom Alav Kemisha Kafo Shein. Meaning he did the Maisa very quickly. Yet he had wonderful sons. So he did the Maisa very quickly. Here it says you should delay. There it's being Meshaveach that you don't take a long time, that you don't delay. So the Ravid says, the Ravid brings down in the Sefer Bali Nefesh, in Shar Kedusha, he says that Rabbi Lazar was Mekatzir Ma'od. So that's why, so he asks, what's Kasha on our Sugya, that here it's a Shvach, that you not do it quickly. And over there is saying a Shvach, that you do have relations quickly. So he answers the kavanas halev. The idea of having relations quickly is to make sure that you have the proper kavana. So if you can maintain the proper kavana throughout the maisa, so then you could be mashna atzma b'vet then, and that's fine. Rabbi Elazar was concerned that he wouldn't have the right kavana. So if you're not going to have the right kavana, then you're supposed to do like a shade. So you memar b'maisa because they need not someone achay. So you don't have any hirurim or anything else during the maisa b'ya. They only focus on what you're doing at the task at hand. Okay. Fine. Amar Rava. Rava says, Harotze lasos kavana zuchar. He has another idea of to have children. Yivo b'yishna. You should have bia, and then right, and then I guess have bia a second time. The idea is since the woman now has a desire, so she's gonna be mazria first during the second bia. The question is, what happens if she gets conceived during the first bia? I don't know. The second bia would work. She can see it during the first bia. Right, Rashi I think says that yivol. So mitoch tavos biila rishonat him mazres, but he nami that has riacharav tikdom hazrasa biila shnia. Right, I don't know exactly. It doesn't necessarily work for the first ma'aseh. It only would work if she didn't conceive during the first. Okay. But Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Ami. Yitzchak said the name Rabbi Ami. Ein isha misaberes ela samuch levesta. A woman only can conceive. It's best opportune time for her to conceive is close to the time where she's ragil to sidam, which is towards the end of the queen days. Shneamar, the pasuk says, Hain ba'avon cholalti. David HaMelech says that he was created by a sin. What does that mean? So he says over here, right? Ba'avon, Rashi says on the top second line, Alidei dam nida. Right? The avon, the sin, is the dam nida, shu simen leherayon. Get the kaim along. We see in Ksuvos, kol ishu shudameh merubin ba'neh merubin, who may be alidei avon. The blood brings you to an avera, because when you have to be porish, when you have seen blood. So he's saying that he was created by the blood, and therefore, the point is that he was created right around the time of the blood, I guess, and that's considered opportune time for conception. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the most opportune time is samuch l'tvila, is right, I guess, right after she was tovel, if they figure out when the woman ovulates, that's probably the best time to... Second one. Ovulation is closer. Ovulation is typically closer to the Zman Tefillah than to the Zman of Riyas Adam. That's in the cycle. Okay. But I saw an article that talked about, you know, again, I keep telling Menachem, science takes a beating in this Masechta. But it's not necessarily that science takes a beating. This was the science that they had at the time. But I think if you look out from all these Agadatas, is that you see that childbirth and conception is a wild concept. The whole idea, you know, Shlosh Shutim V'Adam, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Kamidus Basa V'Adam. You just see how much a Kadosh Baruch Hu was involved in the creation of that didn't change. Science hasn't changed that. You figured out, you know, what happens, but how that happens is still an amazement. So I think that's still the point that you can take from these Gemaras, even if scientifically I'm not going to say that theirs is wrong, I'm just going to say that scientifically we've, quote, evolved and view things a little differently than they did then. All right. Right, so Rav Yochanan Amar Samach L'Tefila. How does he know that the best time for conception is near the time of Tefila? Shneamar, because the pasuk continues, Uvichet Yechamasni Imi. Right, the Chet they say is Lashon of Tefila, and that's when I got warmed by my mother. That's when I was created. So my mash with High Chet Lishlo Dakuyihu. How do you know that Chet is a Lashon of cleanliness, Tefila? Because pasuk says Midichsev. It says elsewhere when a Kohen comes to mitara a house that was stricken with tsaras, it says v'chite es habayis u'mitar g'minon, and the Targum says v'daki yaz besa, meaning it was mitar es habayis. So chet can also mean tahara, which is an interesting concept. If you say that the chet means sin, and chet also means tahara, definitely a drasha used in with that. And then v'ibayis emo, and another way you can say that chet is lashon tahara. Mehachta, the pasuk says in Tehillim that David HaMelech asked from Hashem, Techateni be'ezo ve'etar. So you see, lashon of chet with the ezo, and I'll become pure. So lashon of chet can also be lashon of purity. And so here it says bechet yichamteni ami, which I'm by the purity, by the purification process, which is close to the tefila. That's when I will be. Okay. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Ami, Kevan Sheba Zachar Ba'olam, when a male comes to the world, Ba Shalom Ba'olam, peace comes to the world. Shneamar, the Pasuk says, Shilchu Kar Moshel Eretz, right? Kar is the world, means Menucha, I think, right? As Rashi says, Kar is Mincha, the Hainu Simon Shalom. Sorry? It's a present, which is Simon Shalom. And Zachar, a male, is Zechar, right? I guess that's it's a combination of the word Zechar. This brings presence, this brings Shalom to the world. V'amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Amar Rabbi Ami, Ba Zachar Ba'olam, a male is born into the world, Ba Kikaro B'yado. So he comes with the food ready for him, right? Because Zachar means Zechar, and Kar also means food, means Mazon. Tiksev, the Pasuk says in Malachim Beis, they're talking about the soldiers of Aram, that were taken prisoner by Elisha and he brought them in front of Melech Yisrael. It says, "Vayichra lehem keira gadola." He prepared for them a big suda. So you see, the lashon of keira is lashon of food. So Zakar, he has his food prepared. I guess the idea of meaning that the man goes out, the idea of the man goes out in the world and can get his own food, as opposed to nekeva eini maklum. She comes without anything, because nekeva means you put together nikayaba. She comes clean or empty. Right, va'ad the amri mizoni lo yahabile, until she davens or prays for or gets married maybe and asks for food, she doesn't get diksiv, because it says, this is where Lavan says to Yaakov, nakva sicharcha alai ve'etna. I guess you tell me what your salary is and I'll give it to you. So nakva here is explain or clean. So the lashon nekeva, you say that you have to ask for it, you have to request it. I think maybe it's talking about, like we said before, that maybe the male has the ability to go outside, the woman is more passive. I don't know. Shol Talmidav asked Rav Yishim ben Yochai. The Talmidim asked Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Mipnei ma amra Torah, why did the Torah say, she yoledes mevi a karban? That the yoledes has to bring a karban, she has to bring a chatas, right? A chatas at the end of Yimei Tara, has to bring a korban chatas. So Amar Lahan, he says, we all know this when we do Shai Mikra, Bishosh, Koras leled, when she has the tsar laid up, because as we saw before, the baby's flipping over, she koras leled, kopetzes v'nishvas, she gets up and she swears, she lo tizakek lebala, she will never again have tashmish with her husband, because she doesn't want to have be pregnant again. Lefichach amr Torah, so therefore the Torah says she has to bring a karban because of the shvua. She has to bring a karban on the shvua. So the Gemara says, maskel of Yosef, v'ham mezidahi, but she's amazing. The pregnant woman who violates, right, if she violates the Shvua and does have Bia, she's doing it b'mezid, right? And the carbon does only, the carbon of someone who takes an oath only is brought if you violate your Shvua b'shogeg. And also, b'charvata talya milsa, in order to be mevatel the Shvua, she has to be mitcharet, and the chacham has to be ma'akeh the Shvua. A carbon doesn't do that, so how does the carbon be mevatel the Shvua? The ode, if that's the case, that the whole thing is that she's bringing a carbon because of the violation of a shvua, well then you should bring a carbon that fits those rules of a shvua, right? Which would be a kizba or a seira. But over here, the yoledes brings an oath. So those are three questions that we don't have an answer. Doesn't Gemara doesn't seem to answer. So what's the reason why she brings the carbon? The whole idea is that she says, I don't want to be pregnant again. I don't want to do this again. Well, the Gemara just rejects that. That's the measure we're always taught. But the Gemara rejects that out of hand. That can't be the reason why she brings the carbon. Okay. Why does the Torah say that the tumas leida, when she gives birth to a male, is 7 days, and for the nekeva it's 14 days? It should be the same amount. Why is it different? So Rabbi Shimon Gachai answered, Zachar shakol smeichim bo. Everyone is happy when a zachar is born, right? Mischaretes. So then she has charata for her shvua l'shiva. She'll have charata after 7 days. Nekeva, so therefore you can have bia right away. Again, din d'oraisa, after the first 7 days, the next blood for 33 days is tahor, so she can have relations, right? So she has relations after Shiva. Nekeva, shakolat zevim, but everyone's sad, I don't know what that means, everyone's sad when they have a nekeva, mischarete l'arbasar. It takes her 14 days to have charata on her shvua. Umibnei amar Torah mila l'shmone. Why is mila in the 8th day, I guess, as opposed to the 7th day? Shelo yu kulam smechim, v'av v'imo at zevim. On the 8th day already, right, on the 8th day, why are they usher b'tashmish? Right.
That's the point.
Rashi says, "V'av v'imo atzevim." So asurim b'tashmish.
Right. Before the 8th day.
Right, oh, on the seventh day, everyone will be happy about the bris, but the other mima will be upset because they can't be with each other. So that's why you do it on the eighth day, because that's starting on the eighth day, then Torah, they can have be with each other. Tanya, hayar meir omer. Bipnei ma omer Torah she nida l'shiva. Why is a nida for 7 days? Bipnei she ragil ba. If we didn't have the concept of nida, didn't have a separation, cuts ba, he would get disgusted by her. So omer Torah hate tmeya. She should be tmeya l'vayla shivas yamim. Kedei she techaviva al vayla b'shas knisas l'chupa. So that when she does go to Mikvah, when he comes back, she'll be beloved to him just like the night of the chuppah, which I guess explains the surah of Tashmish, but why does he need to have Tumah Batara? It's a different shayla. Shalom Talmid of Es Rabbi Dostoy. They asked Rabbi Dostoy, Rabbi Yoni, Bipnei Ma'ish Mechazer Al Isha. Why does the man go after the woman? The Ein Isha Mechazeres Al Isha, and the woman doesn't go after the man, which I don't understand what that means. So don't we have the chazak of that the woman wants to be married more than the man? But here it seems to be the opposite. Right, Mashal Adam Sha'avad Oveda, the similar to a man, person who lost something. Mi Mechazer Al Balaveda, Mechazer Al Avedasa. Who is going to go afterward? The person who lost to go look for it. So too, the man lost his, when he was created, the man lost his portion, he lost a piece of himself, so he goes afterwards. The Raven, the Sefer Baal Nefesh, his whole introduction is based on that idea. Hakein Yozel Ishto, as Aviv Imo, Vedavu Ishto, the same concept. Neima Ish Lamata, during Tashmish, why is the man facing down? The woman's facing up, facing the man, because you have to look at the places where you were created. Each one is looking at the place where they were created. The man was created from the earth, the woman was created from the man. The man looks down at the earth, and the woman looks up at the man. Why is it that it's easier to calm a man down, I guess? And it's difficult, more difficult to calm a woman down. Right, zeh mimakom shenivra, vizeh mimakom shenivres. Because a man was created from the dust, which is softer, and a woman was created from a bone, which is harder. So the man has a softer personality. I guess it's easier for him to calm down. Then asked, finally again, b'nei ma isha kola arev. Why is the kol of the woman arev? How does it try? V'ein ish kolo arev. Right, it's too weird. The man doesn't have a sweet voice. Average person. So he says, Zemi Malkum Shinivra, Zemi Malkum Shinivra. Again, each one gets that personality from where they were born. The Karka doesn't have a voice, so therefore the man doesn't have a voice. But the Isha was born from bone, because it says, Ki Kolich Arevu Marech Neva. I don't understand that one. I guess when you bang, Rashi says, Kishemakin Bo Kolo Nishva. Al Karka Kishemakin Bo Ain Kolo Nishva. Okay, that makes sense. When you bang a bone, it makes noise, so therefore the woman has a voice. I mean, the point of that drush is just be whether you actually have a voice or not, not whether the voice is sweet or not. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good Chodesh.